USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling governors to get tough on looters and rioters across the country. The president, speaking in a conference call with governors, says,
"You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks."
President Trump also addressing the looting and rioting in Washington, D.C.
"In D.C., we're going to do something that people haven't seen before."
On the heels of President Trump's comments, people across the country are protesting. So far, things are remaining peaceful. Nearly 40 cities are under various forms of curfews. Independent medical examiners say the manner of George Floyd's death is homicide. A statement from the family attorney says doctors found pressure to Floyd's neck and back led to his death. Some members of the Floyd family held a prayer vigil on Monday at the site of where George Floyd died last Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
They call it the new censorship. Social media companies like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages or stories that discuss alternative treatments for the coronavirus. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV is asking the tough questions about the dangers to our freedoms. With the 2020 election coming, watch Newsmax TV's special reports from Sean Spicer all this week exposing the threats to free speech. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the big issues on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems: DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Watch Newsmax TV and see great shows with Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Alan Dershowitz, and Herman Cain. Check your cable guide and get Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, speaking with black community leaders at a church in Wilmington, Delaware, rips the Trump administration for their response to the coronavirus pandemic.
"The band-aid has been ripped off by this pandemic and this president. Nobody can pretend any longer what this is all about."
Biden was one of many Democrats who called President Trump xenophobic after the president put in place a travel ban from China during the beginning stages of the coronavirus pandemic. The Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge on Monday to lawyers' state bar fees, which had been brought after justices struck down mandatory union dues in a 2018 case, citing the First Amendment. Wisconsin attorneys had sued the state bar over its collection of dues, saying that the First Amendment was violated by forcing them to subsidize the speech of the State Bar of Wisconsin. The State Bar of Wisconsin saying they will suspend a lawyer's license to practice if he or she refuses to pay the dues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Several monuments on the National Mall were vandalized late Sunday as protests turned into riots in Washington, D.C. First Lady Melania Trump calling for peace across the country as the protests continue. Alveda King is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. She tells Fox News what her uncle would be saying during these times of unrest.
"Yes, I live here in Atlanta. I believe that Martin Luther King Jr., the prophet, would speak to us as he did during his lifetime. You can hear his speeches, his sermons, and I'm paraphrasing here. Prophet King said, 'We may have come to America on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now.' Acts 17:26, we are all one blood. Of one blood God made all people. So we're all human beings. And Prophet King said, we must learn to live together as brothers, our little sisters, or perish together as fools. We're not living well when domestic terrorists are stealing, killing, and destroying in our communities. We're not living well when a man's breath is stolen. I'm talking about George Floyd. His breath, his voice, his very life were taken. All of us are angry and hurt. Prophet King would be upset as well."
The green flag drops at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time from Bristol Motor Speedway in the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.